Section 1. The Geography of Germany. Location and Size of Germany. Germany is located in Western Europe, in the northern and central regions. This location places it in the northern and eastern hemispheres. Its latitudes place it in line with the northern United States and Canada. Denmark, the Baltic Sea, and the North Sea lie to the north, while Poland and the Czech Republic are to the east. On the southern border lie Austria and Switzerland, and to the west are France, Luxembourg, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Germany shares a border with more countries than any other nation in Europe. Germany's location on the North and Baltic Seas allows it to have numerous ports with access to Baltic and North Sea countries, as well as the Atlantic Ocean. Germany is about the size of South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama combined. However, 4 times as many people live in Germany as in these 3 states. It is the 63rd largest nation in the world in terms of land area. Climate of Germany. Most of Germany has a marine climate. The waters of the Gulf Stream moving from the Gulf of Mexico across the Atlantic Ocean bring warmth and moisture to the region. This means that the warm waters of the ocean help to keep the land warm in winter. The sea also helps to cool the land in summer. The ocean brings important moisture to the land in the form of precipitation that provides enough moisture for farmers to produce good crops. The Bavarian Alps have a climate that changes with their altitude. Some parts of the mountains are deep in snow all winter. Eastern Germany is farther from the effects of the sea. Therefore, this part of the country has longer, colder winters. Summers in this area tend to be longer, hotter, and drier. Distribution of people in Germany. Germany is Europe's 3rd most populated country, with over 84 million people. Germany's average population density is 243 people per square mile, making it one of Europe's most densely populated areas. Approximately 78% of Germans live in urban areas, and most live in the country's northern and western parts. The region along the Rhine River near Cologne and Frankfurt is the most heavily populated. This area has the highest level of manufacturing jobs and a large transportation system. Hamburg, on the Elbe River, is Germany's largest seaport. This area in northwest Germany is also densely populated. The former East Germany and the Alps regions are the least crowded. Natural resources of Germany. Germany has numerous natural resources. Iron ore, coal, and potash are major products from mining. Uranium, which is used for nuclear fuel, is also found in Germany. Nickel, natural gas, and copper are important too. Timber is a renewable resource. This means that once the timber is harvested, it can be replanted to be harvested again in the future. Many of the forests in the north have been cut away to provide land for farms, villages, and towns, but there are still large amounts of timber in the south. About 1/3 of the land is arable or able to be used for agriculture. Natural resources have shaped the way Germany has developed. For example, natural resources such as coal have helped to build large industrial areas. These areas then became large cities in Germany. Many of these cities developed along the Rhine River. The Rhine is an excellent transportation route for goods and people. For that reason, the Rhine River region is very densely populated. Physical features of Germany. Rivers and waterways are the lifeline of Europe. Travel, trade, and transporting goods are all important to the economies of the European countries. The Rhine River, much of which lies in Germany, is very important for trade. The river is over 800 miles long. That is more than double the length of Georgia's Chattahoochee River. The Rhine begins high in the Alps of Switzerland and flows north through Germany to the North Sea. In 1992, the Main Danube Canal was completed. It connects the Rhine and Main rivers in Germany with Europe's 2nd longest river, the Danube. Following this route, a ship can travel from the North Sea for 2,200 miles through 15 countries to connect with the Black Sea. Water transportation for trade and tourism has increased along these rivers because of the completion of the canal. Germany's location in the center of Europe makes it an important crossroads for travel and trade. The country's excellent highway system has helped Germany take advantage of its location. Germany's freeways, known as the Autobahn, are among the best built in the world. They connect key cities in Germany with one another and with other cities in nearby countries. Countries from Eastern Europe and Western Europe transport goods to and across Germany. The relatively flat European plain makes transportation easier in the northern part of the country. The plain stretches from the Pyrenees Mountains in western France eastward to the Ural Mountains of Russia. This mountain-free landform has provided a connection between countries that has been used by travelers for centuries. Not only has Germany's Autobahn taken advantage of this landform, the country's high-speed trains crisscross it as well with speeds up to 185 miles per hour. Traveling south, the steeply rising Alps make transportation more difficult. Germany has constructed many highways, bridges, and tunnels through the Alps to improve trade with countries to the south. On the seacoast, Germany has 8 major ports, which handle the country's exports and imports. These ports give businesses access to the Atlantic Ocean through the North Sea and to markets around the world. In 2020, Germany began constructing a tunnel under the Baltic Sea to connect with Denmark, which is expected to be completed in 2029. This 11-mile tunnel will provide quicker access from northern Germany to Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. Environmental issues of Germany. Germany is a country of ancient forests, beautiful rivers, and historic artwork and buildings. Over the past few decades, acid rain, rain with increased acidity caused by air pollutants, has taken its toll on these landmarks. Acid rain has ruined nearly half of the Black Forest in southwestern Germany. It has damaged the soil and the trees growing in it. Many acres of diseased trees are at risk of dying. Sulfur and nitrogen, the harmful chemicals in acid rain, eat holes in the surfaces of statues and buildings. Acid rain pollutes rivers like the Danube and the Rhine and kills the wildlife living there. When it comes to the problem of acid rain, Germany is its own worst enemy. The main sources of acid rain are smoke from factories and power plants. These facilities burn fuels like natural gas, coal, and oil. Cars and buses that burn gasoline and diesel produce these gases too. Germany, however, depends on manufacturing to provide jobs and income for its people. The industries that produce its leading exports, cars, steel, and chemical products, have many coal-burning factories. Germans also own more cars than do people of most other countries. This adds to the acid rain problem through auto emissions. Nature also plays a part in this problem. The toxic smoke from manufacturing plants is carried by air currents to other places before it falls to Earth in the form of acid rain. Because Germany shares its border with many other countries, acid rain is a more difficult problem to solve. For example, air currents bring the chemical-filled smoke from coal-burning factories in the United Kingdom eastward to Germany. The chemicals fall to the earth in Germany as acid rain. Germany has been working on how to solve the acid rain problem. In southern Germany, plants that use water power or hydroelectric power from streams and rivers in the region are replacing many coal-burning factories. The German government has passed laws to reduce emissions from factories and automobiles. Factories that are not close to rivers are switching to cleaner fuels. They are also building taller smokestacks that will scrub the smoke or control the amount of sulfur dioxide particles before it enters the air. In 2007, Germany, as a member of the European Union, promised to increase its use of cleaner, renewable energy by 20%. Germany's goal is to decrease the use of fossil fuels like coal and oil. Germany is developing new types of energy. It is the world's leading producer of wind turbines and solar power technology. It is home to the largest wind farm and the largest solar energy plant in the world. Because of these changes, the country's harmful emissions are falling. This is reducing the amount of acid rain. Electricity production is an important industry for Germany, but Germany had a number of nuclear power plants for this purpose. Following the March 2011 Fukushima, Japan nuclear disaster, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced that 8 of her country's 17 nuclear reactors would be shut down immediately and the remaining plants would close by 2022. Following the closure of its nuclear power plants, Germany produces over 50% of its electricity through renewable energy sources.